This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudan's army and a paramilitary force battled on Khartoum's outskirts on Wednesday, undermining a truce in an 11-day conflict that civilian groups fear will tighten the military's grip. Airstrikes and artillery have killed at least 512 people, wounded nearly 4,200, destroyed hospitals, and limited food distribution in the vast nation where a third of the 46 million people were already reliant on humanitarian aid. Amid a shaky ceasefire in Sudan, members of the former regime, including ousted President Omar al-Bashir, have left the prison where they were held, VOA's Michael Atit reports.
Ahmed Haroun, a security official for Sudan's former president Omar al-Bashir, announced Tuesday that he and other former leaders were freed from Khartoum's Khobar prison. The announcement raised concern about the whereabouts of other former officials, including Bashir, who was also being held at the prison. Unnamed military sources told the Associated Press that Bashir, Haroun, and former minister Abdulrahim Muhammad Hussein had been moved to a military hospital. Bashir, Haroun, and Hussein are wanted by the International Criminal Court for crimes in Sudan's Darfur region. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday China represented an opportunity to reinforce, quote, the rules that peace should be built upon, after speaking to Chinese President Xi Jinping on phone. He said Ukraine and China, like the absolute majority of the world, are equally interested in the strength of the sovereignty of nations and territorial integrity, Zelensky said in an evening video address. This is VOA News. Kenyan investigators have uncovered dozens of bodies of people who belong to the Good News International Church, a cult where people starve themselves and their children to death. Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Kenyan investigators are in their sixth day of searching for the bodies of people who starved to death after being told that if they died this way, they would meet Jesus. Authorities have so far found the bodies of 90 church members. Another 34 people were rescued, but the Kenyan Red Cross says 314 others are missing. Kenyan authorities say members of the church were encouraged to not eat or drink by its founder, Paul Mackenzie, who describes himself as a pastor. Kenyan government officials say they will fight religious extremism and radicalization of the population. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol said Wednesday at the White House that peace with North Korea would come through strength and vowed that any response to a nuclear attack would include U.S. atomic weapons. He said sustainable peace on the Korean Peninsula does not happen automatically. We can achieve peace through the superiority of overwhelming forces and not a false peace based on the goodwill of the other side. Yoon at a joint news conference with President Joe Biden. He was speaking after the Biden administration agreed to send a nuclear submarine to South Korea following months of missile tests by North Korea. U.S. House of Representatives Republicans have narrowly passed a sweeping debt ceiling package as they try to push President Biden into negotiations on federal spending. It's the start of efforts to avoid a potentially catastrophic government debt default this summer. Biden has threatened to veto the bill over the budget limits that are attached. The president says he's happy to talk with Speaker Kevin McCarthy, but will not negotiate over America's legal debt obligations. Musician Pras Michelle of the Fugees have been found guilty of illegally funneling money from a Malaysian businessman into a political campaign and trying to stop a federal investigation, AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
A jury in Washington has found Pras Michelle guilty on charges that include conspiracy and acting as an unregistered agent of a foreign government. Prosecutors say Michelle used straw donors to funnel businessman Joe Lowe's money to President Barack Obama's re-election campaign in 2012. Prosecutors say Michelle also tried to stop an investigation into Lowe from the Justice Department under the Trump administration. Michelle did not comment after the verdict, but his lawyer David Kenner says he's extremely disappointed and this is not over. I'm Archie Zarletta.